Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Wonderful to have you with us. Got a jam-packed hour today. In a few minutes, we'll give you the latest on the Electoral College vote that's going on right now, which of course officially determines the winner of the presidency at 5 o'clock this afternoon. During All Things Considered, President-elect Joe Biden will be delivering his speech after the Electoral College formally votes him the president right now. Joe Biden with 156 electors, Donald Trump with 106. That's where we stand right now with the Electoral College as the votes cast by the electors. So the very big day there where that's taking place. In the meantime, we're going to talk here in California about the Employment Development Department, which has just been in a mess for months. The department, as you well know, overwhelmed with all the filings from Californians who lost their jobs or were furloughed and turned to unemployment benefits. The department actually shut down its website for a period of time to try and get on top of all the filings that had been made to that point. Nevertheless, they are behind again. Joining us to talk about where we stand is Lauren Hepler, economy reporters for the nonprofit news site CalMatters. Lauren, so good to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's first of all get where we stand today. How far behind is EDD?
Yeah, so the last few weeks, we've started to see the backlog of claims that have not yet been paid out again by the state creeping back up after that had started to dissipate for a couple months over the summer and fall when there were fewer virus restrictions in place. But as of December 11th, EDD was reporting that 670,680 claims, so almost 750,000, have been delayed for 21 days or more.
All right. And at this point, is it because of the creaky computer processing system, or are there other choke points in the EDD system?
There are definitely multiple things going on at once. One big point of emphasis is still this initial identity verification process, which has come under a lot more scrutiny given some of the fraud concerns that we're going to talk about. But another thing that's playing out for people that already have their cards are issues accessing the payments. People are reporting frozen debit cards, accounts that have been drained of money by the state's contractor, Bank of America. So it really depends on which situation exactly you're in, where the bottleneck is.
All right. And where, how did Bank of America end up as the exclusive provider of the debit cards for people?
Yeah, so this contract actually goes back to the financial crisis in 2010, when the state was also under a lot of strain to get unemployment benefits out to people caught up in the Great Recession. They said, oh man, we really need to update our systems from paper checks. So they signed this exclusive contract with Bank of America to deliver unemployment benefits through prepaid debit cards. But one interesting thing is that a lot of other states also have debit cards, but they offer direct deposit as well. So the money goes straight to claimants' bank accounts if they have a bank account. Debit cards are seen as a good option for people who maybe don't have a bank account. But that's how we got to where we are. And there's a lot of questions being asked now about why California doesn't have that direct deposit option and where we go from here.
Lauren, on the fraud matter, which I've seen varying estimates of how high it could be, but it's a huge amount of money regardless. You know, one of the claims early on about California unemployment was that it was the verification process was so challenging, the anti-fraud measures, it was making it difficult for people to legitimately get their payment. But as we understand, apparently was not rigorous enough with all the fraud. So what's the latest accounting of the degree of fraud?
So we don't have a total number yet. We have some partial estimates. A group of district attorneys say that up to $1 billion was fraudulently received in the name of California Departments of Correction inmates. And then you've got Bank of America estimating that about $2 billion in fraud were connected to this set of 345,000 debit cards that had been flagged by some of their systems and the state's systems. But those are only, you know, part of the picture. The federal government says that in good times, about 10% of unemployment payouts can be fraudulent. And as the inspector general pointed out this summer, we're kind of in the worst of times right now. So there's a report by the California State Auditor due out in January that should shed some light on this, but we're really still in the process of trying to account for what's already happened in the last few months. One big change to your point about how some people are being caught up in this identity verification, but others are kind of breezing through the process, even if they maybe shouldn't be, is that there was this big new federal program introduced, the PUA, or Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, which was really important in that it offered a lifeline for people who were independent contractors or self-employed, but it was much less rigorous than the state's normal UI process. People just kind of had to testify that they had lost money. I had one source say it kind of ultimately ended up being free money. So that's where a lot of the emphasis in these investigations lies.
How did B of A's computers detect 400,000 plus debit cards went out to fraudulent claims? And how did that not get flagged before the debit cards were sent?
It's a good question. We're trying to get more insight on that. And I know state lawmakers are also asking for more details from the bank about their own processes. But one thing we know that separates Bank of America from the state is that they're bound by federal rules about detecting things like money laundering and financial crimes. So they have their own algorithms and ways to detect fraudulent activity. But again, the concern is whether legitimate claimants are being caught up in those dragnets, because the scale here is just so enormous. We're talking about millions of people that have received more than $110 billion since March. So it's figuring out who's maybe getting caught that shouldn't be getting caught and who's still, you know, trying to reap the benefit of this public money that they aren't owed.
We're talking with Cal Matters economy reporter Lauren Hepler, joining us on Air Talk. If you have questions, we're at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Speaking of concerned legislators, joining us is Democratic Assembly member Cadi Petrie Norris, who represents a large swath of Orange County and Long Beach in the State Assembly. Thank you very much, Assembly member Petrie Norris, for joining us. At this point, where do we stand on dealing with the fraudulent claims?
Well, as you and Lauren have been discussing, EDD has had a myriad of issues that they have been battling over the last several months. And we've really seen an agency that's been failing California. We've had months of backlog claims, non-existent customer service, and now we're grappling with billions of dollars in fraud. In my capacity as chair of the Assembly's Accountability and Administrative Review Committee, obviously incredibly, incredibly concerned about all of these failings, particularly the billions of wasted dollars. We have introduced some legislation to address, frankly, some of the most obvious and glaring issues in, you know, that have resulted in fraud, namely preventable fraud by cross-checking claims against inmate records. We're also introducing legislation to prohibit the department from sending mail with Social Security numbers. And there is a lot more that we need to learn, and there are going to be a lot more extensive actions that are required to ensure both that we address these immediate issues, but more importantly, that we ensure that this kind of fiasco does not happen again.
We're at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Assemblymember Petrie Norris, do you have any idea how the filters in the state's computer system wouldn't just automatically have certain categories of people that would be entered in and their information to flag fraudulent filings? Or is the system, it just can't handle that volume of input?
It's frankly not. This is not because of a technological shortcoming. This issue is because of an operational shortcoming. And The very simple fact that unlike many states, California's EDD has not been cross-checking personal data from unemployment insurance claims with inmate records, which I know sounds astonishing, but that is the simple fact. So that's what we are fixing right now.
So criminals are always more creative than the institutions they're defrauding. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Lauren Hepler of CalMatters, what sort of, what's going on to help people who have filed their claims and have been caught up in this delay, help them to get the money that they desperately need?
This is a huge issue. I'm talking to people still every day that are caught at various stages of the process, whether they've just applied for benefits because they're newly unemployed, or they were receiving benefits for a time, but there have since been an issue with their account. A lot of people are going to their assembly members, their state senators, some people even trying to go to their federal representatives at this point. And the thing I hear over and over again is just like, I feel like no one's listening. Because there's so many people that are affected by this, and we don't yet have solid numbers to know how many are out there. You know, like I hear from certain people who reach out to me, but at the end of the day, is this going to be, hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people that have had their payments delayed and fallen behind on bills? There's going to be a lot of unwinding still to come. The other thing we are still hearing some rumblings about is folks, especially those who are having problems with debit cards and fraud investigations when they themselves claim to be legitimate unemployment recipients. They're talking about going to lawyers. So there's also a very real possibility that some of this will bleed over into the court system and it will be sort of accounted for that way.
And I understand that Assemblymember Petrie Norris, this isn't all because of the technical problems that the department has. But what about upgrading EDD's equipment? Is that something that there is money in the budget for them to do, to get their systems to be more current?
We are certainly pushing for that, and I do expect that to be part of this year's budget, given just how much of a crisis this has created for Californians. And you're absolutely right. While there are a myriad of issues, the technology challenges are certainly part of that. We've got legacy systems that have been built over decades, so we need to rationalize that, to rationalize both the tech requirements as well as the business processes around that. And we've got to leverage the really incredible brain power of California's tech sector, and they want to help. They want to be part of this solution. And so we need to bring technology and government together so that we start to make people's lives better.
And at this point, is the direct deposit option soon to be available for people to receive their benefits instead of just the debit cards?
Yes. My colleagues and I have introduced a piece of legislation that would mandate the direct deposit functionality, and we will be able to vote on that as early as January. And we've got an urgency clause attached to that so that it can be implemented swiftly.
All right. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Lauren Hepler, is there any recourse for California to recoup any of this money that's been paid out to fraudulent filers?
We're just starting to look at what other states have done in this regard to see what California's path forward might be. Perhaps the biggest example here is Washington State, which says that they've clawed back more than $300 million after dealing with more than $600 million in fraud. A lot of it that they say was perpetrated by hackers online. So I'm sure California's were taking note of that. We're trying to get more information about whether EDD has already recouped some of that money or where that stands. But then, like I said, there will also be questions in cases where people's debit cards have been impacted, whether they can seek money back from Bank of America or other private state contractors, or whether the state will be on the hook for that. And then, of course, when you're talking about public money, unemployment is a mix of business taxes and federal funds. So we're also going to have to figure out there kind of where that money's coming from and how that sets up the state to be able to provide these benefits in future years as well.
And Assemblymember Petrie Norris, just in closing, what's the timeline for people to be able to see an improvement here?
We are pushing on this urgently, and my expectation is that we will be able to address, as I said, the short-term issues in the next couple of months, and there are longer-term issues associated, as we talked about, with technology and some business processes that will take a bit longer, but we expect to be able to have a meaningful impact on the speed of claim resolution and on the fraud issues in the next 2 months.
Thank you so much, Assembly Member. We appreciate your being with us. Coastal Orange County member of the State Assembly, Cottie Petrie Norris, with us. And our thanks to economy reporter at Cal Matters, Lauren Hepler, has been doing such a great job of covering the travails of the Employment Development Department. We have two big sports stories just breaking, and we'll take a break right now. We'll come back, and I'll update you on both of them in just 1 minute on Air Talk.